Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for this edition of our Sunday School Preview. This Sunday's lesson is entitled, Call Through Heritage, and is found in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and 16 through 17. Heritage is something that is handed or comes down from the past or belongs to one, such as a tradition, culture, place, title, or property, usually by reason of birth. This week's lesson takes a look at Jesus' heritage. Jesus didn't just show up in human history out of nowhere. Just like us, Jesus was born connected to others. He has ties to those who preceded him. Those who preceded him left or gave him a heritage that helped to define his place and purpose among mankind. A person's parents often play an important role in a person's place within a society. They can define and shape one's privileges or lack thereof, along with one's relationships and status among other people. Jesus had a unique heritage. Jesus has a divine side and a human side from which his heritage comes from. On his divine side, Jesus is the God of creation who was born to and became one of the children of men. On his human side, he was born into a family of promise and covenant with God. God has established a covenant with his human family and promised them an everlasting kingdom. Jesus was and is the mediator of that covenant and heir to those promises. So Jesus' appearance in human history is no accident or coincidence. Before he made the world, God already knew what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, and by whom he would do it. The plan of man's redemption was formed before he was created. Jesus arrived in human history just when it was predetermined for him to come through the family. It was predetermined he would come through. He was called through a unique heritage, unlike anyone else who has been born among men. And from that heritage, we, meaning all mankind, are blessed. Well, I hope you will be able to attend Sunday school this coming Sunday. Invite someone to come and share your thoughts with the class. Sunday school at Flag Branch will begin at 9 o'clock a.m. and you are invited to join us at our website and clicking the online services link. I look forward to giving the lesson highlights and addressing questions that arose during the lesson. If you have any comments or questions before then, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview and I will get back to you. So, as always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.